Today's episode is brought to you in part by Elizabeth. Thank you for your support, Elizabeth. You can become a Blotter Tipster at patreon.com/blotterpresents. You can also advertise on and sponsor the Blotter Presents. Visit advertisecast.com for a slot on the main podcast or email me directly at bunting@the-blotter.com to buy ads on 1, 3, 5, or a gazillion briefs. Teehee, briefs. And now, today's episode. Welcome back to Blotter Briefs, Teehee Briefs, testing the backlog of true crime materials stretching back decades. Actually, I shouldn't make that into a joke, and in fact, you can go to endthebacklog.org to look into how many rape kits remain untested where you live, and donate to help solve these cases. That's endthebacklog.org. There is, I am sad to say, no appropriate segue into today's topic, so let's just approach the bench for The Lost Tapes, Clinton Impeachment. The Crime, from the show's PR mailer. In 1998, the impeachment of President Bill Clinton rocked the country to its core and set the stage for the next two decades of polarization and controversy in America. This episode of Smithsonian Channel's critically acclaimed The Lost Tapes relives the scandal using only contemporary film and audio to allow viewers to experience history without comment. The infamous twists and dramatic forgotten moments are given new relevance with the appearance of familiar faces from Jeff Sessions to Bernie Sanders to the current president of the United States, Donald Trump. The episode also features exclusive, never-before-televised recordings from historian Taylor Branch, the president's interviewer and confidant, who documented his thoughts and conversations with Clinton after late-night sessions at the White House. The Lost Tapes, Clinton Impeachment brings to life a startlingly familiar era in American history, which still echoes throughout the national conversation on leadership, gender politics, and ethics in public life. Does President Clinton's behavior in the 90s and prior qualify as criminal? Speaking only to the narrow point of perjury, it seems more misdemeanor than high crime, but also, my own definition of is that at best, Clinton manipulated the potential for meaningful consent for two women for sure, and in all likelihood, dozens of others. Whether his actions drove a fatal wedge between the parties in American politics, one that has only grown wider and more ragged in the decades since, whether he should be held accountable for our current uncivil, unaccountable state of American affairs, so to speak, is above my pay grade. I'm just here to talk about TV. The story. My guest Alex Collins and I discussed season 2 of Slow Burn over the summer in episode 64, and it occurs to me that The Lost Tapes' take on the for-the-time new low in partisan mudslinging is superfluous, if not, in fact, actively designed to draft off the success of the Slate podcast. And maybe it is that, but I can live with it. The Lost Tapes is usually a surprisingly entertaining and informative look back at a time or crime I thought I knew well. This installment is no different, and if you're thinking about starting Slow Burn's second season, but you want a quick refresher on the timeline and issues before digging into a deeper and more careful exploration via Slate, The Lost Tapes is a solid source for brushing up. But while The Lost Tapes' strength is expertly crafted archival reminders of footnotes you'd forgotten you'd read, the problem with this episode is that so few of these reminders are welcome. Tom DeLay's existence, Hillary Clinton's gelid shifting of responsibility for the Starr investigation onto that, quote, vast right-wing conspiracy, which, while probably not inaccurate, cemented her status as a deplorable to a certain segment of the electorate, and was just about the least pro-women move available to her, and my simultaneous feelings of pity for and frustration with Paula Jones, and how she was given a literal makeover for maximum leverage by her conservative overlords, then leaned against a dumpster out back when her midterm election's usefulness was perceived to have passed.
you're being used in any way by these conservative groups, these anti-Clinton groups that are paying for some of the legal?
You know, I really don't know that much about them. Honestly, I don't even care about politics. It's not about politics.
Don't you think this has created a huge embarrassment for the president of the United States?
He's the one who put himself there. You know, I didn't do this. He's the one who did it to me. And just because I'm coming forward like a woman should do when they're done wrong, just because it's the president, I guess I shouldn't have done it. That's the way I feel.
Do you think he should be president?
I'm not trying to make him not be. That's not what this is about. I mean, he can be the president, but he has to pay for what he's done.
I'm not going to dignify this by commenting on it.
Ugh, I mean, where to begin unpacking that? You'd need a whole team from Schleppers. Not to mention that a ham-headed fascist shitbrick named Newt was functionally in charge of the country and has never gone away. The pain of revisiting certain aspects of the 90s aside, The Lost Tapes is almost always a reasonably diverting and educational hour of television that, thanks to its provenance on the Smithsonian Channel, will have at least two or three photos or recordings you've never seen or heard that nobody else can get. And that's true of Clinton impeachment. But with so much nonfiction crime programming out there, period, right now, never mind that Slate is doing such a bang-up job with this topic on Slow Burn's second season, and an absolutely crucial election only a week away in this timeline, I'm just not sure I can recommend relitigating this one in your leisure time. I will recommend setting your DVR for The Lost Tapes, though. It can be a bit of a dodgy prospect searching for it on your channel guide because it doesn't air regularly and different cable systems call it different things, but it's generally a pretty good show, and having a handful of them to screen for older history nerd relatives over the holidays isn't a bad thing. They're generally well made, so why not stock up now? Send me on a mission into your archives. Suggest brief topics via email, bunting@the-blotter.com, or find me at Blotter Presents on both Facebook and Twitter. And if you become a Patreon tipster, you'll get to listen to and help choose these brief minisodes that I don't send to Gen Pop. That page is patreon.com/blotterpresents. Thanks for listening to today's Blotter Brief. I'm your host, Sarah D. Bunting, and I am always prepared to rule.